Welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of last Sunday's worship service. I'm Russell Cobb, the pastor of United Church of Christ of California and the Salem United Church of Christ. Merry Christmas. It's a special Sunday when Christmas falls on Sunday. We'll have only one combined service this morning between the Salem and California UCC congregations at 10 o'clock here in town. Please join us. We'll have communion as well. We continue our look at the Christmas carols of Advent by talking about Away in the Manger. Probably one of the first Christmas carols we ever learned. It's a simple message of Jesus' birth set to a very familiar tune. Many attribute it to Martin Luther, although there's very little proof to confirm this. It came to the U.S. in the late 1800s. The last line is a simple prayer. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay. Close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you there. That should be a regular prayer for each one of us. We see through the story of Jesus certain images we must accept. The first is the manger or the cradle. Jesus came as a human to show us how to come to God. We must accept the cross because that is where Jesus died to pay for our sins. And finally, we will receive a crown for our faithfulness when our lives on earth are over. Just like the last words of this carol, and fit us for heaven to live with you there. That is what this life is all about. Getting fitted for heaven by accepting the cradle and the cross, so we can receive a crown. I pray you feel the presence and peace of God this Christmas morning. Rest in it. Accept it. Have a blessed week as we approach a brand new year. Thank you for listening.
Hard family, light our fourth Advent candle.
David was 30 years old when he became king of Israel, and he reigned for 40 years. Now, David wasn't perfect, but he put his trust in God and served him well. And God blessed King David, and Israel flourished during his reign. After God had given him success against his enemies, a palace was built for this great king of Israel. When the palace was finished and David was settled in his new home, he called for Nathan the prophet and said,
"It is not right that I am living in a palace of cedar, while the house of God remains in a tent."
David wanted to build a temple for God to take the place of the tent that had served as God's home for many years. That night, God came to Nathan with a word for David. God would have a temple as David wanted, but it would not be built by David. But that wasn't all that God wanted David to hear that night. God wanted David to hear these words.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture and from the following the flock to be ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, and I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up and your offspring to succeed you. I will establish his kingdom, and he is the one who will build a house for me, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
God made a covenant of love with David that day, a covenant in which God promised never to take his love away from David or from his offspring. The line of David would remain on the throne of Israel forever. You see, from the line of King David would come the King of all kings. This king would save God's people, not just for a time, but forever. God's love is so much more than our own, and we celebrate that today as we remember how he sent his son, a king in heaven, to earth to be with us. What love. Today we relight the first three candles of the Advent wreath, the candle of hope, peace, and joy.
Now we light the fourth candle of Advent. This is the candle of love.
Jesus demonstrated self-giving love in his ministry as the Good Shepherd. Advent is a time for kindness, thinking of others, and sharing with others. It is a time to love as God loved us by giving us his most precious gift. As God is love, let us be love also. From the Gospel of John, we hear,
I give you a new commandment that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Let's pray together this morning. Teach us to love, O Lord. May we always remember to put you first as we follow Christ's footsteps, that we may know your love and show it in our lives. As we prepare for our celebration of Jesus' birth, also fill our hearts with love for the world, that all may know your love and the one whom you have sent, your Son, our Savior. Amen.
Our senior choir, directed by Stacy Frederick, accompanied by Ellen Ash, presents their cantata, Night of Wonder. The narrators are Alan Martinson and Kendra Hall.
Morning. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came unto her and said,
Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed are you among women. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
See, listen here, listen here. He's the same.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and everyone traveled to his own town to register. So Joseph traveled from Nazareth to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, bringing with him his espoused wife Mary, who was great with child. While they were there, the time came for Mary to give birth. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to him bring laud, the babe, the son of Mary.
Oh,
There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.